It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Liz Nelson with the Valley City Rotary Club and Andrea Nelson with the Cheyenne Valley Community Foundation. Ladies, thanks for joining us today on our Voice of the Valley.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having us.
Now, today we'd like to talk about an event coming up, Bond the Rotary Club. Tell us about it.
That's right, Steve. The Valley City Rotary Club, along with area businesses, are hosting the first annual Pints for Pandemic. But before I get into the details of the event, I'd like to give you a little background on the Valley City Rotary Club as well as Rotary International.
Okay.
Rotary's mission is service above self. Rotarians believe that we have a shared responsibility to take action on our world's most persistent issues. Over the years, 35,000 plus Rotary clubs have worked together to promote peace, fight disease, provide clean water, sanitation, and hygiene worldwide. Rotary International has been working to eradicate polio for more than 30 years and is closer than ever to ridding the world of this disease. Rotary has helped immunize more than 2.5 billion children in 122 countries and has contributed more than $1.8 billion towards eradicating the disease worldwide. There are just a few countries remaining in the entire world that have cases of polio, and even with a COVID pandemic, progress continues to be made to achieve a world free of the wild polio virus. The Valley City Rotary Club, we were chartered in 1921 and have been serving our community for almost 100 years. We are active in our community by holding the charter for the Boy Scouts Troop 560, delivering books to the residents at Assisted Living Centers, Mercy Hospital, and the Cheyenne Care Center. And we also sponsor a senior high student to attend a youth leadership camp in the summer. Two of our main fundraisers that we put on include the wine and beer tasting event and then a pancake supper. And we also give monetary donations to many organizations within our community. So with a little background, October 24th, this year it's on a Saturday, is World Polio Day. And the Valley City Rotary Club would like to bring awareness as well as fundraise for both the polio virus and COVID-19. We have teamed up with local businesses to spread awareness as well as provide monetary donations to Rotary International for polio eradication, as well as the Cheyenne Valley Community Foundation for the COVID Relief Fund.
Now, Liz, how can the community help or participate?
On Saturday, October 24th, you can stop at a participating business to have a beverage of your choice or a specialty item that they have chosen. There will be a registration boxes set up for the individuals to sign up for a gift certificate as well as a free free will donation jar. All funds raised will be divided between Rotary International for Polio as well as the Cheyenne Valley Community Foundation COVID Relief Fund.
Andrea Nelson is with the Cheyenne Valley Community Foundation. Andrea, can you explain a little more about the COVID Relief Fund?
Well, sure. First, I'd like to kind of start off by saying thank you to Rotary. We couldn't have this relief fund if it wasn't for the generosity and community and partnerships like what we're doing here with the Rotary Club. The Cheyenne Valley Community Foundation created the Barnes County COVID-19 Relief Fund as a way to address the emergency needs of our community brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. It helps to relieve pressure from organizations that are experiencing an influx of needs and just a variety of issues that are at hand. We've granted over $12,000 to 5 Barnes County nonprofits with this fund so far. This fund is providing assistance to individuals with rent, utilities, clothing, food assistance, and other basic human needs, personal protective equipment to Valley City Public Schools. It's provided specialized equipment for rural Barnes County Fire Department, oximeters for patients who are recovering at home, infrared thermometers for staff at City County Health, and mental health services.
Well, Liz, where can we go on Saturday, October 24th, now to help support the Rotary Club or the Cheyenne Valley Community Foundation?
We have 9 businesses participating this year, which is great for it being our first annual Pints for Pandemic. Participating businesses include Trestles Bar and Grill, also known as the Country Club. They will be donating $1 for every tap beer from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Braca Brewing will be donating $1 for every pint served from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Woodland Steakhouse will donate all proceeds from the sale of 4 different 16-ounce tap beers from 5 to 9. And then Sabir's is donating $1 for each of their six tap beers from 6 to 8 p.m. Businesses who will be donating a portion of their sales include the Labor Club, the Ashtabula Crossing, City Lights, the Legion, and Boomers. I would also like to encourage you to support our local Valley City Eagles Club, who made a very generous donation to Rotary International for polio. If you can't make it out on October 24th and would like to donate, you can send funds to the Valley City Rotary Club at P.O. Box 501, Valley City. And if you have any questions regarding this event or more information on the Valley City Rotary Club, or if you'd like to join, please feel free to call me, Liz Nelson, at 701-845-2712.
All right, ladies, thank you, and wish you all the best on October 24th, okay?
Thanks, Steve.
There is Liz Nelson and Andrea Nelson, our guests on our Voice of the Valley.